Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Rollinson Show. And I'm the host, Brandon Rollinson. Today is Wednesday, February 18th. Wednesday, February 18th, 2015. Beautiful day. Hopefully it's a good one with you guys as well. Once again, I'm your host, Brandon Rollinson. Here we're live on BlogTalkRadio.com / Brandon Rollinson. Let's say, seriously. Soft mud. Anything else between. We are back. Better than ever, and it's really about time because really it's been so much going on that we've really tried to get going on with this show, and it's been a labor of love to really get it the way that we want to get it, and we're finally able to. When I say we, I mean me and the people that are actually working with me to make this vision that I have happen. We're finally able to make it happen the way that it needs to happen. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get on with the show. Today's show, as always, is brought to you by angranddesigns.com. That's angranddesigns.com. Go there to go get your multimedia done for your small business, your large business, your medium-sized business, web designs, logos, computer graphics, anything that you need done for your business. Get it done at Angrand Designs. And they have been a proud sponsor of the Brandon Rollinson Show for over 2 years. So I want to thank them for being part of the team, part of the experience as well. Hey, listen, man, we got a great lineup for you as far as the music is concerned. We got some music. Got the biggest hit out there right now in the world right now with Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. Also, we got a new group that I want to play for you guys as well. If you guys haven't heard them, or if you guys haven't been on my Instagram to check them out, please check them out. This is a group called Phony People. They're out of Brooklyn, okay? So big ups to BK. What up? We definitely want to make sure that you guys check them out. It's called Baby Meet My Lover. We're going to broadcast that live here, premiere that live right now on the Brandon Rollinson Show. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is actually we're going to play that for you in a minute. But what I want to do right now is first and foremost let you guys know what's going on, not only with just this show but also with the other areas that we're moving into. We should have the actual YouTube page with the real Brandon Rollinson Show, the YouTube page up by end of March. It should be up and running, ready for premiere by end of March. Once we get the exact date, I will let you guys know and inform you guys. Make sure that you follow me on Twitter and Instagram to know the details, and on Facebook, okay? Facebook.com/Brandon Rollinson. Rollinson Show. Twitter.com/BJW and Instagram.com/BJW. That's BEEJAYDOUBLE in the letter U, okay? So make sure that you guys tune in there. And also, like I said, once we get the finalized dates, we'll give you the link to the YouTube page where you can subscribe. Make sure that you subscribe to that one as well as to this Blog Talk Radio page as well. That way that you know what's going on with the show. But on the YouTube page, we're going to have a lot more things on there, a lot more content, a lot more interviews, a lot more guests. A lot more of this variety, but entertainment, but also something that's going to inspire and motivate people as well. So I want to make sure that you guys are aware of that also. Without further ado, let's get into some music. Like I said, this is a group that I discovered actually about a month ago, actually, and love the sound, love the vibe that I got from them. It's really just a dope group. Like I said, out of Brooklyn. It's a whole gang of them. I don't know how many are actually in there, but I love the vibe that they have. Great music, great sound. I've already put a few people on, and it's a great feeling that, you know, just to say, hey, you know what, these guys are starting right now, and they're already making moves. They've already been on Revolt TV. They're doing shows left and right. So here it is, Phony People. That's the name of the group, Phony People, with Baby Meet My Lover, here on the Brandon Rollinson Show. World premiere.
The last time I did, Jerry's old left me undone. I think that she's the one I'll take through. Can we all just get along? Respect my truth. My lover, my romancer, undercover, and darling, this is sweetheart, she's the one who makes my baby. My lover, my romancer, undercover, and darling, this is sweetheart.
So how you feel about all that? Still wonder why you went and got upset when I called back. Another playing games, grudge a check and I'm slipping in if you ask to. If you willing to accept it, then girl, let's ride if you wanna. You know the motto was get the motto, so swallow. Let some of your friends follow your girl steps. Wanna inspect, get inject my peck in your vortex. And sex in your intersection, your neck and then call next. Cause she ain't in the stressing at all. So why don't we finish the take and get some extras involved? You know the specialty sauce, lettuce and sex with me, see buns. Just make a nigga wanna stick his. Nah. I ain't tryna talk, let me see some.
A little some.
See, that's a threesome. I wish there was a way that we could freaking just be one. So, girl, let me see. Get it? See?
LawTalkRadio.com. That was Phony People with Baby Me My Lover. That was, like I said, that was from the Brooklyn, New York crew. Big ups to them. Actually, one of the guys from the crew actually hit me up on Instagram, surprisingly. So big ups to Danny Board on Instagram. Make sure that you guys go follow him as well. He's part of the Phony People crew. Like I said, they have a really good movement going on right now. So make sure that you are a part of it now before it's too late and then you're just a bandwagon fan, okay? So make sure that you guys are, like I said, hit him up. Is like I said, I believe it's, yeah, Danny Board is his Instagram handle that you guys can check out. Hey, guys, listen, you know, finish up with All-Star Weekend. Hopefully you guys got to check out All-Star Weekend, actually. But let me ask you about this, though, because I was reading something, and it said, you know, All-Star Game, even though, obviously, I know I was watching it, but a lot of people actually were watching the Saturday Night Live 40th Anniversary special, which came on the exact same time. And it was Will Ferrell, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Eddie Murphy, everybody on that. And for Eddie Murphy, I would have, you know, obviously I would have watched it. I didn't watch it. I TiVo'd it or recorded it on the DVR. I'm a sports fanatic, so I had to watch the All-Star game personally. But Eddie Murphy, though, didn't do any of his comic, didn't do any of his skits, any of his characters, neither did Chevy Chase. I think Eddie has gotten to a point now where he's just too cool to be funny anymore. I think it's a shame, really, because now, like I said, you know, this is what actually made him who he is, and he, you know, for being away for 30-plus years, still can't seem to, you know, make his way to actually try and do something in the comedy realm outside of just his movies, which he does, like, every 10 years. So I would have expected more from Eddie as well as from Chevy as far as, you know, what they did when they were on the show. But Maya Rudolph did a great job with her Beyonce impersonation. I thought she was spot on, like, dead on with it. And everybody was really good, so it was good just to watch it. But still, personally, like I said, All-Star Game was my thing that I was really watching and really caring about. So while everybody was watching that, I was watching LeBron James go for 30. And big ups to Russell Westbrook as well, who came away with the MVP at the All-Star Game. Actually scored almost a record, 41 points, a point shy away from breaking the record from Wilt Chamberlain, and surpassed Michael Jordan on second, with Michael Jordan had 40 points. 1988, which he won MVP and slam dunk contest. You guys missed it. It was a good event, a great event. I had a lot of friends that went back up to New York and told me a lot of great things. I wish I was up there with you guys, but, you know, life calls, and I was unable to make it up there. But next year, I will be up there. It's going to be in Toronto next year. I really don't really see anything special about Toronto outside of just, you know, I have a couple of friends there. But we're actually going to check it out. So we'll see how it turns out, you know. Hey, listen, real quick, I want to make sure that you guys understand this as well. Now, I'm going to say it like 8 million times throughout this show. Well, not maybe 8 million times, but I'll tell you about 3 or 4 times. This is probably my second or third. Make sure that you subscribe to the show. Make sure that you're following me online, because we will be, at the end of this month, unveiling, when our release date or when our launch date for our YouTube page, the official YouTube page. We had one previously. But we've revamped it, and now it is it's going to be special. Seriously, guys, make sure that you guys check it out. Like I said, we have more diversity and more guests, more entertainment, more dialogue as well. And it's going to be live, and it's going to be in person. You guys are actually going to be able to see my face. I'm not one of those people that has a face made for radio, so I actually am halfway good looking. At least I think so. At least my wife thinks, all right. So make sure that you guys check it out, all right? Next up, we got my man, Mark Ronson, with Bruno Mars here, Uptown Funk, here on the Brandon Wallington Show. Let's go.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give a
funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck dead and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck dead and flown it.
Brandon Watlington Show, blogtalkradio.com/Brandon Watlington. It's Mark Ronson with Uptown Funk featuring Bruno Mars. Let me tell you this about Bruno Mars. Seriously, I feel personally, hands down, he's probably one of the best entertainers out there right now. Probably, he could probably give Beyonce a run for his money. I think Beyonce's still atop him, but as far as just a pure entertainer, where if he had lights and cameras, glitz and glamour, or if he just had nothing but a microphone and that was it, I think he could succeed in all those areas. And so could Beyonce as well. But like I said, I think Bruno Mars, I think he's that dude right now. That's the dude to watch out for. Uptown Funk, that song came out, well, I believe, in December? Yeah, late December, early December, I believe. I could be wrong, of course, but I told people, I said, the moment that song came out, I said, that song was going to be huge because it just, it's basically, it's the ultimate funk tribute to the Roger Troutmans, the Prince, you know, Zapp, George Clinton, P-Funk. All those guys. It's the ultimate funk tribute to them. And I said, it's a funky little joint they got going on right there. It is 18 past the hour here on blogtalkradio.com. Once again, I'm your host, Brandon Watlington. Here, getting everything up and running with the show. And I want to come to you guys real quick to talk to you about something that it's something I feel is important that people understand, and this is actually as part of a speech I gave last week, actually. And it's understanding about, really understanding the importance of bending your knees. Now, probably you're saying, okay, what am I talking about, bending my knees? When I say bending your knees, I'm talking about, we go to this thing called life where we want things, we want to do certain things that we feel are important to us, are where our gifts are, where our talents are, where our passion is, but we become afraid to actually go out there and make it happen, or we're afraid to take that first step. We're afraid to leap and jump to make our greatness turn from a dream to a reality. And what it takes with that leap, it takes you having to bend your knees to prepare yourself to jump. A lot of people want to just jump, but they don't know that they have to bend their knees to prepare for those certain things, as far as practicing, as far as reading up on material, as far as putting yourself out there to make certain things happen in your life or for yourself, for what you really want. Because what we happen to do is that we happen just to let life live on us instead of us living on life. As far as forcing our will upon what life is going to do for us, we let life force its will upon us. And some of the things I've learned to help me along the way, I'm going to give you guys three key components that really helped me to move past my fear of bending my knees to actually jump and actually ask what I want, go for what I want, and actually get what I want. I think about back, you know, 2005, 2006, 2007, you know, I was really... I was ready and waiting for a world of hurt, really, if I had to stay where I was. And it's funny how life turns around from 2007 to 2008 to 2010. life really started to really make things happen for me, and not in a good way. I had to learn to make the choice to actually leap after what I really wanted instead of succumbing to those, to the jaws of life, as far as the defeat that always tries to come for everybody. So the three things I want to teach you guys, or let you guys know about, understand, is number one, to get yourself prepared to just go after what you want, to be uncomfortable, because you cannot be comfortable going after what you desire for, okay? You have to be uncomfortable to get and get out of your comfort zone to reach that new plateau, that new level. So lesson number one I had to learn was something for me personally that was kind of weird, but it actually worked. And that's actually staring at people. It sounds stupid, it sounds weird, but I promise you, you'll understand what I'm saying when I explain this to you. Stare at people for about 10, 15 seconds. It sounds like the weirdest thing, but it really works, because you know what it does? It forces you to face and to confront your sense of comfort and how uncomfortable you are in that situation staring at somebody. It forces you to be okay with being uncomfortable. And if someone stares at you back and they're like, what the heck are you looking at? Just say, you know what, I'm sorry, I thought I knew you from school or something like that. So that's number one. That's a quirky one, okay? Number two, as far as learning how to bend your knees to practice, okay, to go after what you want. Start asking for things that seem ridiculous. Start asking for things that seem above and beyond what you really are qualified for, are out of this world wacky, just like, really, Brandon, what in the world are you asking? Or really, man, what are you looking at? I always tell the story about 4 or 5 years ago, just to kind of get out of my comfort zone of just going for things that were just safe. And I was out of work at the time. I said, you know what? This is time for me just to really go big and just to be confident in what I really want to do and what I want to have. So I actually applied for a job that I was definitely not qualified for. I didn't have the degrees for it, didn't have the certifications for it, didn't have the experience for it at all. But what I did, I became bold in it, and I actually went for something I knew that was beyond what seemed beyond my talents or my limits. And actually, I got a chance. I happened to have to go to a networking event and met the CEO of a company, which I won't say, but said, you know what, you know, had a quick conversation with him. And I put myself in a position where I present myself in a manner as if I deserve to speak to him and ask for that job. And long story short, I actually got an interview because I just was so kind and learned to exude the confidence and to believe in the confidence that I actually deserved to have the opportunity. Now, did I get the job? I didn't get the job. But I got a job that was pretty doggone close, as nice to it, and pay wasn't bad either. So I'll take it for what it is. If I didn't start off high, I probably wouldn't have ended up where I was in the first place, because one of my favorite speakers says, most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss, it's because they aim too low and hit. And some people never aim at all. Isn't that something? There's so many people that are out there that aren't even aiming at all. And whenever someone tries to aim too high, they say, why are you doing that? Because if I get it, great. If I don't, I'm going to get something that's a little bit of underneath it, but it's a whole heck of a lot better if I had aimed for that instead of aiming for just the regular. So ask for things that seem out of your domain, out of what you are qualified for, okay? And the last thing I want to share with you guys as well, and this is the most important piece as far as learning how to bend your knees and how to flex and get prepared to make that leap, the last important piece is to just jump, to do it. Make the leap and actually do it. There's a saying that goes, there's no guarantee that action will lead to happiness, but there is no happiness without action. And action makes all the difference in the world. I promise to you, it really does, especially when it's something that you really care about or what you really want to go for. Those are three areas that I had to learn to really work on and to excel in and to make part of my mind frame. Because it is the action that makes all the difference in the world. My wife would tell you as well. She'll tell you it's about the action. So, you know, there are times she's like, Brandon, can you do this? And she's like, okay, where's the action at? Now I'm like, okay, sweetie, you know, you're right. But I have to learn. Sometimes I have to check myself. And it's always good to have an accountability person to help check you, to make sure that you are doing those things that you said that you were going to do and that you are moving in the direction that you need to move in. So having that accountability partner will also be a blessing for you as well. So like I said, those are the three things I want you guys to take away from my quick speech for you, which is, like I said, learn to be uncomfortable. Ask for above and beyond what you really feel that you're qualified for, what you think that you're qualified for. Ask for bigger. You'll get something that you wouldn't believe. And then just make the move. Just actually jump and actually go for it. I'm telling you. It sounds like it's simple. It sounds like it's easy. It sounds like it's hard at the same time. Guess what? It's all three of those things. But it won't happen unless you actually make that third tip I gave you a priority and a reality. Make that leap and just jump and see what happens. Leap and grow your wings on the way down. Hey, listen, guys, we're almost out of time, but I want to thank you guys for checking in with us. Shout out to my man Keenan, who I know is listening as well. Hit me up saying welcome back. So big ups to you, man. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support, and we'll be communicating really soon. But once again, make sure that you guys tune in every Wednesday from 6 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Here on the East Coast, where I'm at, and wherever you are, I know what time it is over there as well. Hit us up on WatlingtonShow@gmail.com, WatlingtonShow@gmail.com. And hit us up with your show ideas, your questions, your requests, whatever it is that you ask. I promise you we will respond to it, and we will make sure that it happens, or we will do our best to get as close to it, all right? Once again, thank you guys for listening. God bless. Take care. Peace.